This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Five people die in a bus accident in Nawalparasi East this morning. Chhat festival being observed across the country today. President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Nepali Congress unveils its election manifesto. Party pledges to ensure 7% annual economic growth. Election Commission prints ballot papers for 43 districts targeting November 20th election. And Halloween cross kills at least 151 in Seoul of South Korea. Now the news in detail. Five people have died when a passenger bus met with an accident at Bulingta Rural Municipality 2 in Nawalparasi East. The accident took place this morning when the bus was heading towards from Rampur in Palpa to Manakamana in Gorkha. According to the local police office, Bulingta, 25 people were injured in the accident. The accident took place at 4 a.m. this morning. The injured have been rescued and taken to Chitwan. More details about the incident are awaited. Chhat festival is being celebrated across the country today, especially in the Tarai districts, worshipping sun. This festival is dedicated to the worship of the sun god and his wife Usha. This festival is celebrated to thank God for supporting life on earth and to seek the blessing of divine sun god and his wife. According to Hindu religion, it is believed that sun heals several health conditions and offers longevity, progress, positivity, prosperity and well-being. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended her best wishes of happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of the Chhat festival that is being celebrated today. In a message of best wishes, President Bhandari expressed her belief that the Chhat festival would inspire all Nepalis to end all sorts of discriminations and ills, including existing caste-based and gender-based disparity, as well as to build a just, equitable and civilized society. She stated that the Chhat festival would help contribute to further augmenting mutual goodwill, tolerance and fraternity among Nepalis by strengthening national unity. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has also extended best wishes to all Nepalis for their happiness, peace and good health on the occasion of the Chhat festival, adding that this festival has helped promote aspirations of cultural unity. In a message of best wishes, Prime Minister Deuba has stated that cultural festivals and traditions are the society's priceless treasures, adding that Chhat festival has expanded across the country as a country's common cultural festival. Prime Minister Deuba has argued that unity in diversity and social amity were instances of cultural practices. Asking one and all to observe the festival with fervour, the Prime Minister wished that this festival would further deepen and strengthen the feelings of cultural goodwill, coexistence, unity and mutual tolerance. The Prime Minister also urged all Nepalis to celebrate Chhat by following health precautions against COVID-19 and dengue since risks of such disease are still there. The Nepali Congress has unveiled its election manifesto for the November 20th elections. Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba made the election manifesto public amid a press conference at party headquarters in Sanepa yesterday. Bishu Prakash Sharma, the Congress General Secretary and Coordinator of the Election Manifesto Preparation Committee, said the manifesto was prepared acting on issues announced by the party based on the concept of prosperous Nepal envisioned by B.P. Koirala some 75 years ago. In the manifesto, the Nepali Congress aims to lead the next government yet again while safeguarding the constitution. It has also pledged to create 1.2 million jobs within 5 years while aiming to achieve at least 7% of annual economic growth. Nepali Congress aims to adopt a policy to increase the share of domestic manufacturing industries in the national economy from the present 5.6% to 9% within 5 years. Commitments have been made to boost the literacy rate among women between 50 to 24 year age group to 95%. The party has also pledged to ensure fast internet services to 80% of community educational institutions within the 5 years. Home Minister Balkrishna Khant has directed the Home Administration to carry out rescue efforts and provide treatment for those injured in a blast at Rana Bada of Tilagufa Municipality 10 in Kalikot District. Surkhet Chief District Officer Ramhari Sharma said, following the Home Minister's direction, a helicopter of the Nepal Army reached Kalikot and airlifted the injured people to Surkhet. An improvised explosive device went off after children hurled stones while playing, leaving two dead and injuring three others. CDO Sharma further said, 4-year-old Charna Thapa of Tilagufa Municipality 10, who was injured in the explosion, died in course of treatment. The latest victim of the blast has been identified as 4-year-old Saraswati Rana. Three others seriously injured are receiving treatment at various hospitals. The police and army have launched investigations into the cause of the blast. Likewise, two boys had gone for a picnic have gone missing in the very river. The Surkhet police said 18-year-old Deepak Thapa and Chandra BC were swept by the very river yesterday while they were swimming. A team of picnickers, including the boys, had gone to Satari of Veri Ganga Municipality for a picnic yesterday. The Election Commission has printed the ballot papers for 43 districts targeting the direct elections set for November 20th. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Surya Prasad Arial, said the Commission has printed 11.89 million ballot papers for the election of the House of Representatives. Likewise, for the provincial level election, the Commission has printed 11.78 ballot papers. The Commission has already printed and dispatched the ballot papers necessary for the proportional elections. The Commission aims to complete the work of printing ballot papers by the 6th of November. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 151 people died and 76 injured in a crowd crash in South Korea's capital Seoul. It occurred when a huge crowd celebrating Halloween surged into a narrow alley in the popular Itaewon nightlife area. Most of those killed were in their teens and 20s, officials say. Witnesses reported police struggling to control the crowds of revelers. It was the first Halloween event in Seoul since COVID restrictions on mask wearing and social distancing were lifted. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has ordered an investigation and a task force to help the injured. Video from the scene shows body bags on the streets and emergency workers performing CPR. Several world leaders have expressed their condolences, including US President Joe Biden, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and French President Emmanuel Macron. A severe tropical storm has killed at least 45 people in the Philippines, unleashing floods and landslides in southern provinces, officials say. Storm Nalgi caused the most havoc in Maguindanao province on Mindanao Island. There is extensive flooding in and around the city of Cotabato. Nalgi is sweeping north, where the capital Manila expects torrential rain. Rescuers pulled many bodies from thick mud after landslides. The storm winds are gusting at up to 95 km per hour. The Coast Guard has suspended ferry services in much of the archipelago where many people travel by boat daily. The Coast Guard is evacuating many people to shelters. Heavy rain began on Thursday and the storm is expected to reach its peak this weekend. The storm has also forced some schools to close and buses to stop running. Earlier on Saturday, officials gave a death toll of 72, but that has been revised down, according to the BBC. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Five people die in a bus accident in Awalparas East this morning. Chhat festival being observed across the country today. President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Nepali Congress unveils its election manifesto. Party pledges to ensure 7% annual economic growth. Election Commission prints ballot papers for 43 districts targeting November 20th elections. And Halloween crash kills at least 151 in Seoul of South Korea. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.